Random House Audio presents Neuromancer, 20th Anniversary Edition, by William Gibson, with a new introduction by the author and an afterword by Jack Womack. Read for you by Robertson Dean. Introduction. The Sky Above the Port. It took at least a decade for me to realize that many of my readers, even in 1984, could never have experienced Neuromancer's opening line as I'd intended them to. I'd actually composed that first image with the black-and-white video static of my childhood in mind, sodium-silvery and almost painful, a whopping anachronism right at the very start of my career in the imaginary future. But an invisible one, interestingly. One that reveals a peculiar grace enjoyed by all imaginary futures, as they make their way up the timeline and into the real future, where we all must go. The reader never stopped to think that I might have been thinking, however unconsciously, of the texture and color of a signal-free channel on a wooden cabinet Motorola with fabric-covered speakers. Readers compensated for me, shouldering an additional share of the imaginative burden, and allowed whatever they assumed was the color of static to take on the melancholy of the phrase dead channel. In my teens, in the 60s, I read a great deal of science fiction dating from the 40s, a very fertile period for the genre, and recall being aware of making just this sort of effort on behalf of fictions that had grown a bit long in the technological tooth, or whose imagined futures had been blindsided by subsequent history. I cut such fictions just the sort of extra slack, in exchange for whatever other value the narrative might offer, that some readers must be cutting Neuromancer today.